Earth's journey complete. Sacrifice marks the day. Feeble earth as a spread. Lights the believer's way. Feeble earth as a spread. Lights the believer's way.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the fantastic series we are doing in the month of Dhul-Hijjah, subhanAllah. Alhamdulillah, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss the beauty of Makkah and Medina. Subhanallah. And I'm in the company of, on my right, Maulana Tabriz Nuri, and on my left, Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Madani Hafizahullah. Alhamdulillah, in today's episode, as we have mentioned, that we are going to discuss the beauty of Makkah Mukarramah and Medina Munawwara. The two cities where the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam has placed his Mubarak feet, Allahu Akbar. But before we begin, let's remind one another to recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So let's recite together. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah. Dear viewers, what can we say about the beauty and the grandeur of the beautiful cities of Makkah Mukarramah and Medina Munawwara? Let's start with the city of Makkah Mukarramah, where the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born. He was born in Makkah. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam began his preaching of Islam from Makkah Mukarramah. The Holy Kaaba is situated in Makkah Mukarramah. Masjid al-Haram is situated there, subhanallah. And the well of Zamzam is situated there. And that Masjid al-Haram is there that the reward for offering one salah is equal to 100,000 salahs. Maqam Ibrahim is there. And there's so much more, subhanallah. And when it comes to Medina Munawwara, subhanallah, that is the resting place of the beloved Mustafa. And when it comes to the beautiful city of Medina Munawwara, which is the resting place of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam's Mubarak Rauza is, that Gumbad-e-Khazra. To see that Gumbad-e-Khazra, we all are yearning. We all have a deep desire and wish to go there and visit that Mubarak Rauza again and again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible for all of us to go and make the ziyarat of Gumbad-e-Khazra and the Rawza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi, as we are, alhamdulillah, discussing the virtues of Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, what are some of the narrations that the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has highlighted, as well as in the Quran? Quran speaks about it, alhamdulillah, about the grandeur and the significance of Makkah Mukarramah.
Subhanallah, with regards to Madinatul Munawwara, Makkatul Mukarramah, Zadahallahu Sharfu wa Ta'zeema, Mawlana Sahib. Alhamdulillah, kya kya sakte hain? The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever can die in Madinatul Munawwara, so he should die in Madinatul Munawwara. Why? For I will intercede for the one who dies in the city of Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah. The ushaq and the lovers of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are very much attached with everything that is connected very dearly and closely with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's the reason why, subhanallah, millions of lovers and devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are in love with even the thorns of Madinatul Munawwara, are in love with everything, including the dust and the ghubar of Madinatul Munawwara and Makkatul Mukarrama. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So there are numerous narrations. One we just heard now was with regards to the shafa'at of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And subhanallah, likewise, there are many more others.
Alhamdulillah, Sayyidi. Both the cities of Makkah Mukarramah and Medina Munawwara, they are both Medina, Medina, as we like to say, in the beautiful environment and the mahal of our Dawat-e-Islami, mashallah. Sayyidi, we're just discussing the beauty of Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, and the way we see its beauty, and the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes their beauty and blessings, subhanAllah, the way beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes the beauty of the cities of Makkah Mukarrama and Medina Munawwara, inshallah azza wa jal. If you could please shed some light.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Subhanallah wa'asab. The grandeur, the status, the sacredness, and the sanctity of Makkah al-Mukarrama is so great, so immense. The status of Makkah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath in the Holy Quran by the city of Makkah, wherein it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, La uqsimu bihadha al-balad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I swear by the city, meaning Makkah, wa anta hillum bihadha al-balad. For you are in the city, meaning, oh, you, beloved, my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are in the city, wa walidu wa ma walad, and by oath of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salam, and by you, his illustrious son. Subhanallah. So from this ayah alone, we come to know of the grand status of Makkah al-Mukarrama, wherein it is the birthplace of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent 53 years of his life in Makkah al-Mukarrama. And also in Makkah, in the cave of Hira, revelation started there upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So indeed, the lovers of Makkah al-Mukarrama and Madinah al-Munawwara, they yearn, they have this desire in them to go to Makkah al-Mukarrama, to go to Madinah al-Munawwara, because they have been authentic narrations wherein they were awliya Allah, they were the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One was handicapped and he had no hands, and he dragged himself from Bukhara towards Makkah al-Mukarrama. Allahu Akbar. Such was their love, their zeal, and their enthusiasm of visiting Makkah al-Mukarrama and Madinah al-Munawwara. So, you know, we should also have this yearning of visiting these holy sites of Makkah and Medina, rather than saving up our money for a holiday to go to London or to go to Paris or to tour Europe, etc., etc. Rather, we could save up that money and visit these holy lands, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Have you heard, dear viewers, alhamdulillah, the blessings of the cities of Makkah Mukarrama and Medina Munawwara, subhanallah, two holy sites, the two great Haramain Sharifain. Dear viewers, as we have, alhamdulillah, come along so far into the episode and program, let's inshallah azza wa jal at the same time rejuvenate our hearts and spirit by listening to a beautiful kalam in the praise of Kaaba Muazzama. And mashallah, we can really get inspired by these beautiful ash'ar in the praise of Kaaba Sharif, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kaaba dikha de maula, Kaaba dikha de maula, mushtaq nazar purnam hai palak, mushtaq nazar purnam hai palak, Allah dikha Kaabe ki jhalak, karta hu nazar ashkon ki chamak, karta hu nazar ashkon ki chamak, Allah dikha Kaabe ki jhalak, Allah dikha Kaabe ki jhalak, Kaabe ki tajalli dil pe pade, sab mail mere dil ke yudhule, काबे की तजल्ली दिल पे पड़े सब मैल मेरे दिल के युधुले, सब मैल मेरे दिल के युधुले, दिल नूर से तेरे जाए चमक, दिल नूर से तेरे जाए चमक, अल्लाह दिखा काबे की झलक, मुश्ताक नजर पुरनम है पलक, अल्लाह दिखा काबे की झलक, करता हूँ नजर अशकों की चमक, अल्लाह दिखा काबे की झलक, वर्ग जगा भर का काबा मंसर भी सुहाना है इसका, महवर्ग जगा भर का काबा मंसर भी सुहाना है इसका।
اس کا منظر بھی سہانا ہے اس کا ہے اس پہ فدا سب انس و ملک ہے اس پہ فدا سب انس و ملک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک مشتاق نظر پرنم ہے پلک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک کرتا ہوں نظر عشقوں کی چمک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک میں حج بھی کروں عمرہ بھی کروں اللہ مدینے میں ہی مروں میں حج بھی کروں عمرہ بھی کروں اللہ مدینے میں ہی مروں اللہ مدینے میں ہی مروں مولا تو دکھا طیبہ کی سڑک مولا تو دکھا طیبہ کی سڑک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک مشتاق نظر پرنم ہے پلک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک کرتا ہوں نظر عشقوں کی چمک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک جب پہلی نظر کعبے پہ پڑے دکھ درد سبھی دامن سے جڑے جب پہلی نظر کعبے پہ پڑے دکھ درد سبھی دامن سے جھڑے دکھ درد سبھی دامن سے جھڑے اور دل سے مٹے عشیاں کا تلک اور دل سے مٹے عشیاں کا تلک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک مشتاق نظر پرنم ہے پلک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک کرتا ہوں نظر عشقوں کی چمک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک مدت سے کمال اپنی ہے دعا جب سامنے روزے کے ہوں کھڑا مدت سے کمال اپنی ہے دعا جب سامنے روزے کے ہوں کھڑا جب سامنے روزے کے ہوں کھڑا دکھ جائے مجھے آقا کی جھلک دکھ جائے مجھے آقا کی جھلک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک مشتاق نظر پرنم ہے پلک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک کرتا ہوں نظر عشقوں کی چمک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک مشتاق نظر پرنم ہے پلک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک کرتا ہوں نظر عشقوں کی چمک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویورز الحمدللہ وی ور لسننگ ٹو دا بیوٹیفل کلام ان دا پریز آف کعبہ شریف سبحان اللہ دی ہاؤس آف اللہ اٹ از اسٹیٹڈ دیٹ اباؤٹ 2,500 ایئرز اگو پریسائسلی 2,440 سم وٹ ایئرز اگو دے یوز ٹو بی اے کنگ ہز نیم واز تبا الحمیری تبا از دی یمنی نیم ٹرم فار اے کنگ سو تبا مینس دا کنگ اینڈ ان سم نریشنز ہی از کالڈ تبا الاول دا فرسٹ کنگ آف یمن اینڈ ونس ہی ڈیسائڈیڈ ٹو گو آن اے ورلڈ ٹور فار سائٹ سیئنگ اینڈ ہی ٹریول ٹو ڈفرنٹ سٹیز اینڈ کنٹریز آف دا ورلڈ اینڈ ایوری سٹی دیٹ ہی وزٹڈ ہی واز ویلکمڈ ہول ہارٹڈلی by the nation or by the residents of those cities. But when he came all the way to Makkah Mukarrama, he didn't receive that grand welcome that he received everywhere else, because he had the army of almost 250,000 people. Half of them were traveling on camels, the other half they were traveling on foot. Subhanallah. So after seeing such a massive army of people behind this king, people were generally impressed that this is such a great king. And wherever he traveled, to whichever city, he joined in his army or in his lashkar that was with him, the people that were traveling with him, scholars from that particular city or location. And by the time he came all the way to Makkah Mukarrama, he, alhamdulillah, had a great number of scholars that were part of his qafila. Subhanallah. When he came to Makkah Mukarrama, he didn't receive the same welcome. And he disliked the fact that he came all the way here. Every way that he would go, people would welcome him wholeheartedly, when he came to Makkah Mukarramah, nobody paid any attention. Nobody gave him any importance. So he took it upon his ego that I came all the way here and these people don't know my importance. They haven't welcomed me properly. So he inquired from some people that as to what is the reason. So he was told that the people of Makkah, they are blessed by the Holy Kaaba, Allahu Akbar. And they go and worship idols there. And because they have the Holy Kaaba, people from around the world, they flock there. So it is already blessed, subhanAllah, the city, by the Holy Kaaba being situated there. Therefore, they didn't pay any attention or any importance to the king's arrival. And he was upset due to this fact. And he formed an ill intention in his heart that I am going to murder the entire residents of Makkah Mukarramah and capture their women and children. And I will destroy the house of Allah, the Holy Kaaba. That is the ill intention that he had in his heart. As soon as he had this intention in his heart, he got a severe headache and foul smell started to come out of his body. Fluid started to ooze out of his body. And the smell was so horrible that nobody would be able to withstand it. Many doctors came and went and they all gave up. They didn't have a cure for this type of illness. And one expert doctor told him that it is no physical illness. It is a supernatural phenomenon. This is not a physical illness, therefore we can't help you. And he was on the verge of losing hope. And it so happened that one of those scholars that were in his caravan, he came and in secrecy, he passed the message to the king, to tell the king that I want to see him in secret. And once he met the king in secret, he asked the king that I have the cure for your illness, but only if you tell me the truth. The king said, okay, well, I'll tell you the truth. Tell me, what's the problem? When this scholar met the king, and the king finally agreed to tell him the truth of the matter. So the scholar asked, tell me, what intention did you have in your heart when you arrived here? What did you think? What's going on in your mind? And the king said, well, truth be told, I had the intention, this evil intention of destroying the Holy Kaaba. He said, your illness is related to that. You must repent from this ill intention of destroying the Holy Kaaba because whose house it is, he is away of what's going on in your heart. Allahu Akbar. And as soon as the king repented from that ill intention, immediately he got better. Before they could even part ways, he got better, subhanAllah. So this was no physical illness, but it was indeed a spiritual illness. And then what happened? The king honored the Holy Kaaba, subhanAllah. He witnessed the miracle of the Holy Kaaba, then he started to honor the Holy Kaaba. So much so that he put 7 covers on the Holy Kaaba. And he was the first person to put covers on the Holy Kaaba, subhanAllah. The ghilaf that we see, that was initiated by Tubba al-Himyari. And then, alhamdulillah, he brought iman on the deen of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he started believing and embracing the deen of Allah, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Thereafter, after spending some time making tawaf of the Holy Kaaba, he then headed towards Yathrib. This was the olden name of Medina Munawwara. And on his way, this place called Yathrib, which is the olden name of Medina Munawwara, it didn't have any population. It wasn't populated at the time. And there was only one spring in the city of Medina Munawwara. And they stopped their caravan when they reached the spring of Medina Munawwara. And there were scholars who had a meeting. And they decided with the mutual consensus that we are not going to move from here. Even if the king take our heads off, even if the king were to take our heads off, we are not going to budge from here. When this news reached the king, he said, why are you adamant on staying here? Then they broke the news to him. You know why? The final prophet of Allah, Azza wa Jal, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will migrate here, subhanallah. And therefore, we want to stay here, and either we will live to see that day when we will be able to gaze our eyes and meet the beloved Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If not, then our children at least will be fortunate enough to make the didar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and bring iman upon him. When Tuba al-Himyari, he heard this, subhanallah, he also, alhamdulillah, stayed there for about a year. And while he stayed in Madina Munawwara, he constructed 400 houses for the 400 scholars that decided to camp and stay there in Madina Munawwara. And he built a separate house for the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he left a will, he left a letter in which he conveyed his sentiments in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He waited there for a year and thinking that the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would arrive here, and it didn't materialize. It wasn't the time yet. And so he left the letter with the 400 scholars that were there. And alhamdulillah, he left a will with them that if you were to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please present this letter from me to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if he doesn't appear in your time, then you can pass it on to generations and generations, to your children. They can pass it on to their offspring. And inshallah, the letter must finally reach Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, the king left his letter with the scholars that were there. And particularly that scholar who gave him the advice of repenting from his ill intention when he had the ill intention of destroying the Holy Kaaba. So he entrusted that scholar with a letter, and his offsprings, inshallah, azza wa jal, would go and deliver the letter, the amanah, to the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After 1,000 years, subhanallah, when the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born in Makkah Mukarramah, and when he announced his prophethood, subhanallah, then only the people of Madina Munawwara became aware, subhanallah, that the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the noble Rasul of Allah, whom they were waiting for 1,000 years, generations upon generations, he has finally arrived, subhanallah. He has made his blessed appearance in the Mubarak city of Makkah Mukarramah. So they sent, subhanallah, Sayyidina Abu Layla Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu with a letter. Subhanallah. So Sayyidina Abu Layla Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was entrusted with this task to go and deliver this letter to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw Sayyidina Abu Layla Ansari, he didn't recognize the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recognized him. And he said, are you Abu Layla? He said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, I am Abu Layla, subhanallah. And then the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, subhanallah, this also proves his knowledge of the unseen. Allahu Akbar. He said, where is the letter that you have brought that was entrusted to you from Tubba al-Awwal, subhanallah? And then he presented the letter in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What that letter contained, let's inshallah hear it. It was written in the letter, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I embrace faith upon you and the Holy Quran. I adopt your religion and sunnah. I embrace faith upon the one who is your Lord and the Lord of everything. And I also accept the Sharia that you will bring. If I succeed in attaining the privilege of your blessed company, then it will be a reward of Allah Almighty upon me. And if I am unable to attain this privilege, then do not forget me on the day of judgment. Intercede for me in the merciful court of Allah Almighty. I am your obedient ummati and your follower even before your advent. I am on your and your father Ibrahim alayhi salam's religion. After writing this letter, Tubba had stamped it with golden stamp which was bearing this writing, and the writing was لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ وَيَوْمَئِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ, meaning the command before and after is of Allah only, and the believers will become happy with the help of Allah Almighty on that day. Subhanallah. Now, dear viewers, after the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received this letter where Tubba al-Himyari, subhanallah, he managed to convey his message to the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the niyat was made 1,000 years ago. The letter was written 1,000 years ago, but it was delivered to the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1,000 years later. Subhanallah. But we can be rest assured that if Tubba al-Himyari showed this much love and compassion towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he had actually begged for the shafaat of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we should as well, inshallah azza wa jal, because the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are fortunate to be among his ummati. What happened after the beloved Mustafa received this letter? Finally, that day came when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah Mukarrama to Madina Munawwara upon the insistence of the Ansar Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Madina Munawwara, he was wholeheartedly welcomed by the residents of Madina Munawwara, who were the offsprings of this same 400 scholars who were adamant on staying behind and populating the city of Madina Munawwara. The city, its foundation is built on love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The children, they sang in the welcoming poem of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Tala al badru alayna min thaniyatil wada'a, wajaba shukru alayna ma da'a lillahi da'a. Subhanallah. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived finally in the city of Madina Munawwara, everyone was enthusiastic to host the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, leave my camel. Leave my camel, the she camel, she is guided by Allah, subhanallah. And which house did the camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam choose? So she stopped at the house of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the same house which Tubba Himyari dedicated for the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at how destiny works. Allahu Akbar. The same house that was dedicated for the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the same house the camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and stopped, and that house became the residence of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madina Munawwara. So in this beautiful parable, we learn the grandeur of both the cities, Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, subhanallah, and how the beautiful city of Madina Munawwara came about, subhanallah. Sayyidi, mashallah, as we are extolling the virtues of these two holy cities of Makkah Mukarrama and Madina Munawwara, subhanallah, there are many poems that are written in the praises of these two cities, Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara. I don't think that there's any other place in the world that exists whose praises have been sung so often and so much as the Mubarak cities of Makkah Mukarrama and Madina Munawwara.
That's true, Maulana Sahib. There is no city in the world that has so many poems written for it as compared to Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara. And subhanAllah, it's because of the special love and devotion that those shaq have for the city of Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made special dua to have more love as compared to Makkatul Mukarrama in their hearts for Madina Sharif. So when they were homesick, according to some ulama, some scholars, some narrations mentioned that they were homesick after migrating, and they dearly missed Makkatul Mukarrama, and the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made dua, oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, increase the love of Medina more than Makkah. Thus, it is said that they love Madinatul Munawwara. However, even Ala Hazrat has composed beautiful ash'ar with regards to this. So we love both the cities, but Madinatul Munawwara has special home and space in the hearts of millions of people.
Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. Marhame ruho jaan, Madina hai, subhanallah. Madina is the ointment for the peace of the soul and the heart. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ruho jaan, Madina hai. As to why do we love Madina Munawwara so much? We always singing the praises of Madina Munawwara. Amir al-Sunnati says, Madina isliye attar, jano dil se hai pyara. Ki rehte hain mere aqa, mere dilbar, Madine mein.
Subhanallah, Sayyidi. Subhanallah.
So the one who loves the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person would automatically love Madina Munawwara. Everything that is connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be it Makkah Mukarrama, be it Madina Munawwara, they are, alhamdulillah, the remembrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which still exists in both the cities.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, Murasab, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself loved Medina Sharif so much that it is mentioned when he would go on a journey and when he would come back from a distance, he would see the walls of Medina. He would see the city of Medina, and then he would strike his horse or his mode of transport to go faster so that he could reach Medina Sharif. Subhanallah, this was the love that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for the beautiful city of Medina. And he even taught and told his Sahaba Ikram that when the dust of Medina goes on your face or on your body, then do not dust it off. Why? Because the dust of Medina Sharif has healing powers. It is the cure to many ailments. There is shifa in the dust of Madinatul Munawwara, subhanallah. And it is mentioned in the narrations that Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara, these two cities, they are protected from the plague, any sort of plague, and they are also protected from the fitnas of Dajjal. Allahu Akbar. So with the time when the Dajjal will come, Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara, these two blessed cities, they will be protected and guarded by angels who will drive the Dajjal away from here. Subhanallah. So the city of Madinatul Munawwara, of course, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam resides in Madinatul Munawwara, and we as lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we love everything that is connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even Madinatul Munawwara.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, mashallah. What can we say about the beauty of those cities where the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has blessed the sand and the soil of these cities with his Mubarak feet? Allahu Akbar. About Kaaba Sharif, Makkah Mukarrama, it is mentioned in the glorious Quran, Inna awwala baytin wudi'a lin-nasi lalladhi bi-Bakkata mubarakan wa hudan lil-alamin. Indeed, the first house that was appointed as a place of worship for mankind is the one at Makkah, meaning the Holy Kaaba, blessed and a guidance to the whole world. Subhanallah. So, guidance for the entire world, where does it exist? Subhanallah. It exists in Makkah Mukarrama, the Holy Kaaba. Subhanallah. And it is the first house. There can be many masajid, but they can only be the first masjid that was ever built to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, and that is the Holy Kaaba. Commenting on this beautiful verse, Sadrul Afadil Hazrat Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has stated that indeed the first house of worship that Allah Azza wa Jal established for worship and obedience made it the Qibla for offering Salah, Hajj and Tawaf, as well as the prayers offered in this place bring multiple rewards. It is the sacred site of the Kaaba, which is situated in the holiest city of Makkah Mu'azzama. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless this city with immense barakah and grant us tawfiq to go and reap these barakat and for use from the Mubarak cities of Makkah Mukarramah and Madinah Munawwarah. Subhanallah. As Maulana Sahib, you have also mentioned in the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully states that, and he swears an oath of the city of Makkah. Why? Because the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam resided in there. So the place where the beloved of Allah resides, that place also becomes beloved, subhanallah. And the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beloved creation of Allah. So the place where he stayed, that also becomes a sanctified place, subhanallah. Sayyidi, you've mentioned the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the one who can manage to pass away in the city of Madinah Sharif, he must do so because the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes the guarantee of that person who passes away in Madinah Munawwara to make his shafaat, subhanallah. As his shafaat is something which we all hope for, without which will feel lost. In fact, the entire humanity will be all lost on that day. People would go to this person, that person, that person. Everybody will lift up their hands. No, I can't help you. Go to someone else. Even the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will say, I'm worried about my own accountability. Go to someone else. Anbiya ikram, great Anbiya ikram, subhanallah. And they will send them to somebody else. And finally, when they will arrive at the blessed feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will say, yes, ana laha. I'm not going to say no to you. I'm there to intercede for you, inshallah, azza wa jal. And blessed by the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is hoped from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can all be forgiven through the sadaqah of the holy cities of Makkah Mukarramah and Madinah Munawwara. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, Peshe haq mujda shafaat ka sunate jayenge. Peshe haq mujda shafaat ka sunate jayenge. Aap rote jayenge, hum ko hasate jayenge. Sayyidi, based on this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would express his desire to pass away in the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how many ashiqani Rasul are there, Sayyidi, who have made this dua in their own unique ways, subhanallah, to pass away in the beautiful city of Madinah Munawwara? As someone makes this dua, that dikha de ya ilahi wo Madina, kaisi basti hai, jahan par raat din maula teri rahmat barasti hai. And many devotees of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they've made this dua. Some of their duas, if they were really sincere, it even got accepted, subhanallah. Such as Maulana Abdul Alim Siddiqui rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, it reminds me that he is buried in, subhanallah, Jannatul Baqi Sharif by the feet of Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, subhanallah. Why? Because he devoted himself, Allahu Akbar. He visited the city of Madinah Munawwara multiple times, and it was his deep desire and wish to pass away there. And therefore, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted his heartfelt wish. May we also be granted this wish to pass away in the city of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi, when it comes to the pious predecessors and their love and attachment to the holy city of Madinah Munawwara, inshallah, if you can please shed some light on some of those accounts, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala expressed his love and muhabba like the Khulafa'i Rashideen, our Aima Ikram Murana Sahib, mashallah, showed and expressed their love and connection with the city of Madinah Munawwara. And this can be deeply rooted from understanding how much of respect they would show to the land of Madinah Munawwara. Even today as well, mashallah, we get people from around the globe who travel for Umrah and for Hajj. And when we see the Mawlana Sahib, you would notice that they would not do things which others may do. And the unusual stuff. I have seen people washing their faces and taking the water from the floor of the Haram Sharif and rubbing on their face. Those 1400 years have passed. They are new tiles, they are new marble tiles, so on and so forth. But this is exactly what Allah Hazrat says, Haram ki zami aur qadam rakh ke chalna, are sar ka mauka hai o jaane wale. So with regards to this, Mawlana Sahib, people have shown their respect in different ways. May Allah Kareem enable us to also love the city of Medina and Makkah Sharif so that we could get full benefit of both these cities, inshallah.
Subhanallah, ameen, bijahin nabil, ameen, subhanallah. Yes, it is our pious predecessors that show us the way as to how we should devote ourselves to those places, those things that are beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Walana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Alayhi Rahmatur Rahman, he fell severely ill after he had performed the rites of Hajj, subhanallah. And it happened on his second Hajj. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said that due to his prolonged illness, he was extremely restless to visit the blessed Rawdah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam after performing Hajj. Upon noticing his continued fever, he made his intention to pay his visit in the same ailing condition. Subhanallah. The blessed scholars of sacred Makkah said, "You are seriously ill and a long journey is ahead of you." Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma replied, "If you ask me the truth, then the real purpose of my visit is to behold the holy Medina. I started my pilgrimage both times with the same intention. Allah forbid, if there is no visit to Medina, there is no pleasure for me in Hajj." And then they insisted him to reconsider his decision. And just look at his condition. He is severely ill. It is very hard for him to travel from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali recited a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in response. And he says, "Man hajja walam yazurni faqad jafani." The person who performs Hajj and does not visit me, he is not devoted to me. Allahu Akbar. This hadith should really hit home for all of us, inshallah azza wa jal. Whoever is going on the beautiful journey of Hajj, after making Hajj, if we do not visit the Rawdah Mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to present our regard and our sentiments, our salat and salam, as the hadith says, "Man hajja walam yazurni faqad jafani." The person who performs Hajj and does not visit me, he is not devoted to me. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidi, it is also one of the signs of the acceptance of Hajj.
Alhamdulillah, Munasab. You know, there are many signs towards one's Hajj being accepted. And out of those many signs, one sign of a person's Hajj being accepted is that when he returns back, then he does not do those deeds which are in disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, he is always obeying the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is one of the signs of an accepted Hajj, subhanallah. And at the same time, Munasab, there may be some out there who cannot afford the means to go for Hajj. And a beautiful way for them to earn the reward of Hajj, subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that when a child looks towards the face of his or her parents with love and mercy, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants that child one complete and one accepted Hajj. Subhanallah. Sahaba ikram, they got surprised and they got astonished and they said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if a child looks towards the face of his parents 100 times in a day?" And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that even if a child looks towards the face of his parents with love and mercy 100 times in a day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward that child with 100 complete and accepted Hajj. So at the same time, we should take advantage of this. For those who aren't able to go, this is a very beautiful, short and sweet way to gain the reward of Hajj. And because for those who do go for Hajj, no one can say for as a surety or as a certainty that my Hajj is accepted. No one can say Mahajj is accepted. Rather, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that. But here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is giving us the good news, the glad tidings that look at your parents with love and mercy, and for you is one complete and one accepted Hajj. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers, yes, you've heard the accounts of the grandeur of both the beloved cities in the sight of Allah and in the sight of the entire Ummah, subhanallah. And that is the city of Makkah Mukarramah and the city of Madinah Munawwara, subhanallah. We have heard the account of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma and how devoted he was to visiting Rawza Mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another beautiful fact about the beautiful city of Madinah Munawwara is that we all yearn to go to paradise, but however, there is one condition. We can only go and experience the beauty of paradise, the tranquility of paradise, the luxury of paradise, once we die here and enter the next world, which is our akhirah. But if one wishes to see a portion of Jannah in this world, that can be experienced, subhanAllah, within your lifetime when we visit the Rawza Mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jannah may have everything, but it doesn't have Madinah, subhanAllah. Whereas in Madinah, we get both, subhanAllah, the Madinah Munawwara, which is beloved to every believer, as well as experiencing this portion of paradise. Why it became the portion of paradise? Many ulama have mentioned the reason as to this was the place which was most frequented by the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam on a daily basis, and his feet Mubarak, they always continued to bless this piece of land between his room and his Minbar Sharif, subhanallah. Therefore, this piece became one of the gardens of Jannah.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. And our salvation lies in the Mubarak feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Jazakallah Sayyidi for being a part and adding beauty to this episode and silsila. And we say shukran to our viewers out there for making this program a success. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, there are going to be many more topics that we are going to discuss in this series. And the next topic which will be coming to you, inshallah Azza wa Jal, shortly. And that is the divine remembrance of Allah, the divine zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So stay tuned for that and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم.
Hajj journey complete, sacrifice marks the day, Eid al-Adha spread, lights the believer's way, Eid al-Adha spread, lights the believer's way.